This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
You know, devils, there's a hierarchy of them. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Principalities, powers, mights and dominion, rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. The lowest little ones are little low-level devils that run around here on earth, scaring people. And Chip said, he didn't need to use the door. He just went out. But why did the door bang? I said, did it scare you? Yes. I said, well, that's what he wanted. He wanted to scare you. I said, rustle up some money there and buy some oil. So they did. Now this oil, I said, is going to stand for the Holy Ghost. It's going to stand for the blood of Jesus. And you're going to go back to that trailer and you're going to put it on every door and window, because those demons, they don't need doors and windows. But this is going to signify entrance into your house. And we're going to say this, Satan, in the name of Jesus, you get out of that house and don't you ever come back. We're drawing a bloodline. So they did it. Now, Chip told me that they'd been partying. They'd been doing things Chip knew better than to do. Chip told me one time, Mom, I'm not going to tell you I never sinned, but I am going to tell you I never enjoyed it. But the next Sunday found those four boys in church. Bless the Lord. Now, I'll let Shelly tell you about something that happened when she was in college. Tell about that one time. Bless the Lord. Stand up.
Okay. Well, I was a sophomore in a state university, and I was in a drill team, and we had a basketball game, and up late and working hard with my studies, and so I was really extremely physically tired. And in the middle of the night, I was awakened by my bed being slammed against the wall. And I never saw the movie Exorcist. Later, my brothers who told me, man, that was just out of the movie. Well, I'd never seen that. And the more I tried to ignore it, the harder it got. And I thought, this must be a prank. My roommate's doing this, or someone's underneath the bed. Well, none of that. And I realized then, it's a demon. Though I can't see anything physically at the end of my bed, it's just going up against that, and it's hurting me. So I thought, well, this isn't strange when you're raised in the household of a mother such as I've got. She took us to meetings where we were taught the Word of God, and in the name of Jesus, you come against these evil spirits. So it didn't scare me. Wasn't alarmed because of good training. Well, so I said, you know what? This is just a devil. I'm too tired to mess with him. I'm just going to ask my guardian spirit, angel. I know I have a guardian angel. I'm just going to ask my angel to deal with it. And I'm going to get some more sleep. I heard the voice of my angel. Came from my right side. Sounded like a man. He said, I can't. You see, I'd ask him to deal with this demon. He said, I can't. It shocked me. I thought, what kind of angel do I have that can't even deal with this? Said, why not? And he answered, I haven't been given the name.
I haven't been given the name. Angels are not given the name of Jesus over which to have authority over the devil. But you are given the name of Jesus, and I am given the name of Jesus. And we are to use that name, the word and the blood, and rule and reign in this earth right now. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I've heard Brother Hagin say when he was teaching on demons and devils and in his books, the very air about us is infested with demons. But don't be concerned about it. There's at least twice as many angels. But don't be concerned about that, because every single one of them are under our feet. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's back up just a little bit more in this book of Ephesians. In this book of Ephesians, there is a prayer that is prayed for the church at Ephesus to receive some spiritual enlightenment. The believers, the church of the living God, are given authority over Satan, demons, and devils. Hallelujah. It comes with your new birth. It's not just the property of a few people that can cast out devils, and you better get to them if you want any help. It belongs to every member of the body of Christ. When you came in contact with Calvary, you received the authority over Satan and all of his henchmen. However, you will require a spiritual enlightenment to use it. Bless the Lord. That spiritual enlightenment comes through the Word of God. And it comes by the Holy Ghost. We're going to give ourselves now to these scriptures. The church, you, me. We're going to give ourselves to this book of Ephesians, which gives us, and we're going to ask God to give us this spiritual enlightenment so that we can do what we have to do before we leave here over the power of darkness. Hallelujah. Paul gives us a prayer, the Holy Ghost through Paul. Now, Brother Hagin, when he wrote this book, Believer's Authority, he said in the beginning, one of the first things he ever says in here is, read the first three chapters of Ephesians over and over and over again. Bless the Lord. He says that his life changed when he started praying those two prayers in Ephesians for himself. He opened a Bible. He had a church down in Texas. He told his wife, I know what time you serve meals. The parsonage is next door. If I'm not there, don't bother me. And he prayed those prayers over and over for himself 1,000 times and more. And then something began to happen in his life. He began to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He came and told his wife, Aretha, I don't know what I've been preaching for 16 years. It's a wonder the deacons didn't have to come and tell me to get out of the rain. This truth of the authority of the believer is so magnifical, but not much of the church has grasped it. Even the most spiritual people in the church have not grasped it. And even the people who have heard it like I have and used it and seen it, God is shaking me awake. He is shaking me to this subject again, to teach it, to preach it, to use it, because we're at the last. God has a plan, but there is an enemy of God who doesn't want it to come to pass. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I read last year here Brother Hagin's prophecy concerning the year 2006. And he prophesied in that prophecy, I don't seem to have it tonight, that in the year 2006, there was going to be great glory in the church. And we've seen it. But we haven't seen all what we're going to see yet. The last line he spoke about 2006 was this: the end will be more glorious than the beginning. So rejoice and be glad. Here is the next sentence. The enemy is a defeated foe. Jesus has triumphed. Victory belongs to everyone. No one should come up empty-handed, but everyone should walk in full victory. You, me, should walk in full victory. Not one defeat. How do you get it? Here's the next line. Commanding and demanding their rights and privileges in Christ Jesus, demanding nothing of the Father. He's the one that made the provision. But demanding of the devil, who's endeavoring to thwart the plan of God, who's endeavoring to keep it from coming to pass. But it will all come to pass. It will all come to pass at last. This whole prophecy, that whole day in February, that night in February 2003 was the plan of God. And he spoke to us through the years and the great glory that God wanted to manifest. But then he told us there's someone trying to thwart it, someone trying to stop it from coming to pass. But you take authority over him, command and demand your rights and stop him. God has a plan for you. Hallelujah. Satan tries to stop you. His little henchmen. He has a plan for your children. Satan has tried to stop them. Satan tried to stop Hannah. She said, "Oh, no, you don't." They drive back and forth sometimes from Branson to the hour up to, rather than spend the night up at Springfield. Every time they're in the car, they're playing Kenneth E. Hagin tapes, the ABCs of faith and the authority of the believer. That's why it was in her. "Oh, no, you don't, Satan. You're not going to rob me of this year." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last night, the Lord told us there's a line. You come on across it, and there's a line, and we're telling the devil, "You're not coming over here." Hallelujah. Let's go back to this prayer. Bless the Lord. Oh, you need to read. You need to sit before the truths in Ephesians 1 and 2. Read it over and 3. Read it over and over and over and over until it becomes real in your spirit and you see yourself seated at the right hand of the Father. It does not do you one bit of good to beg and cry and plead. But you know what the devil does when he sees you do that? I could just see pictures of him flipping over backwards, laughing. But if you'd come on up there at the right hand of God.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority of the Believer and the newly released book Authority of the Believer by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.